Sunday, November 21st, Waukesha, Wisconsin. They were having their Christmas parade. Folks lined the parade route. The weather was nice. Sunday, November 21st, when a vehicle stormed through the crowd and six people, the count now, have been killed. Five adults and a child. The sixth victim was announced in court on Tuesday. We thought we would catch up with the mayor of the town just to our north, Sean Riley of Waukesha. Sean, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
How is the community there doing today?
We're doing good. I mean, there's clearly a lot of grieving that is happening, trying to wrap your head around what did happen. But the outpouring of support and the what the community is rallying, we're basically coming all together to provide support for those that passed and those that are injured, and also to help the people that really experience a major emotional trauma because they were a witness to this entire event.
You know, I was thinking about that. The first responders, I'm reading a story today about the state trooper who, just here's a headline from Fox News, Waukesha file reveals state troopers' harrowing rescue attempts after the Christmas parade attack. And then the story goes into detail about what the officer came upon as he was trying to help people. And that's going to stay with these people for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, our first responders, as well as numerous people that were watching the parade, jumped into action and provided help, emergency services to those that were injured, and the injuries were absolutely horrific in many cases.
Yeah. So six killed, and then what is the number of injured? What have you all settled on that?
Well, first of all, a lot of people were brought to the hospital by others. The most recent number I had was 58 injured and the six that passed. The number is likely to change as we learn of additional people that self-reported to the hospital, not through ambulances. Some of our police officers just put people in their cars and drove them up to the hospital or other hospitals. And some of the parade goers also got people into vehicles and brought them to the hospital. But what I have is, and this is probably 2-3 days old, 58 injured and then six died.
And to your point that numbers could change, I know some sources are pointing to 62 injured, and maybe we'll never know the exact number. Maybe somebody was injured and did not ever go to a hospital, just took care of it on their own. Can you describe what the nature of the injuries are or what the condition is of the people that are still in the hospitals?
Well, that isn't information that's shared with me. Really, that would be through the county. It's a criminal matter, and the county is a victim witness, really is the entity that collects all that information. And if they're not sharing it with me, I'm not asking them to share it with me. We do know that the injuries, I just talked to a woman yesterday who had a broken leg, a broken wrist, broken ribs, major contusions, a concussion, and she was out of the hospital. So that's what I mean. A lot of these people that are injured had similar type of injuries. I mean, just they were hit by a car speeding down the road.
And most of them most of them residents of Waukesha then?
No, the Waukesha Parade is something that brings in people from Waukesha County and beyond. So Waukesha is a city of 72,000. It's the largest city in Waukesha County. It's a 58-year old parade. So we get people from all over. I know that some of the injured are definitely not from Waukesha. They're from all over. A lot of the parade goers that sit on the curb and stuff like that aren't really, they may not be from Waukesha. I would say that, a large majority are from the city of Waukesha, but it's definitely not just city of Waukesha residents that were at this parade that were injured and that witnessed this whole thing. There's many other people that are from outside the city.
My understanding is that the person charged, this 39-year-old Daryl Brooks, just said one word when the judge said, "Do you hear me?" And he said yes. Otherwise, he didn't say anything else. He has a long criminal history, including trying to run somebody down in his vehicle in the past. I suppose that fact does not escape you and must be very frustrating to the people of Waukesha.
Well, yes, but I'm focusing on the people who were injured. To be honest with you, I didn't even know that he had only said one word. That's not what I'm following. I'm following how to help the people who were injured, how to help my community, how to provide support to them.
What can we do about that? Is there a GoFundMe? Are these people insured? Is there a monetary need? What do you all need up there?
There is going to be a monetary need. Like I say, I don't know. I don't have a list of all the people that were injured. I don't know their special circumstances, but I do know that there is a great need. Some of these people are going to be spending a long period of time in the hospital. A lot of them are children or high school students. Their parents pretty much have to put their life on hold to take care of their kids. Other people, you know, you're losing your job, or you're not losing your job, but you're not working because you're injured. We do have what's it's called the United for Waukesha Fund, and that's where I'm trying to direct people there. If people are giving, there are GoFundMes, quite a few of them, and that's I'm not trying to convince people to go to there, but I'm also not trying to say don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
The United for Waukesha Fund is something that's going to work with all of the victims.
Interesting.
And it's a combination of our Waukesha community, Waukesha County Community Foundation, as well as the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County. I'm going to say that they're already going to be sending out checks to the initial payments to the families that were injured, that passed away, the families that had someone that passed away, because we know that they'll have, you know, just so many unexpected expenses. And it's a gift. It's not tied to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the checks are already going to be going out this Friday to some of them. This fund will be in existence for probably, you know, I don't know how long, but probably even a year, because there's going to be additional things that need to be done. One of the things I'm really worried about is the trauma that people experience by seeing this. I mean, there were so many people I even know personally that were watching the parade and, you know, saw 10 people horribly injured or killed right in front of their eyes. So they may need some help too.
Mayor Sean Riley of Waukesha, so United for Waukesha Fund. I suppose if I Google that, I'll be able to find it pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, WaukeshaFoundation.org/parade is a website.
WaukeshaFoundation.org/parade. Okay. We'll
right.
Put a link to that on our website as well. My best to everybody up there, Mayor. And if there's anything else we in Chicago can do, you make sure you reach out to us. We'll pass it along.
Yeah, I guess I'd ask for, you know, donations to the fund. That's at this point, that's the best way to help, and prayers too. I think sending good thoughts to help the people of Waukesha is truly appreciated.
Thanks for your time, Mayor.
Thank you very much, John.
Mayor Sean Riley in Waukesha, 1028. Good to know that at least people are being generous and checks are going out on Friday.